What the growers heard today is that the research is pointing toward a pretty diverse, maybe complex system of tools that when you put them together, integrate them, whether you're talking about young plantings or taking care of mature trees to keep them productive for the long term, it's going to be a system of management tools, which is not inconsistent with integrated pest management or a lot of the other kind of system approaches that are taken in much of agriculture. So we're not going to find or be able to rely on one single solution, but rather a whole mix of them.
A real key remains something we've known for years. You got to control the silage, right?
Yes, sir. And I think the maybe interesting point from the conference was that there's a sense out there that once your trees are infected, it doesn't matter if you control silage, and the evidence is not in that direction. And then, of course, if you're planting new trees, having silage in the environment just increases the chance. And there's some pretty good surveys of young blocks in Florida that show in the presence of low numbers of silage, you get really low infection levels. Whereas when you have higher silage, the rate of new infection of trees goes way up.
Talking about silage, you talked about hot silage. Tell us about hot silage.
Well, hot silage are just those that are coming out of environments that have inoculum, and so they're carrying the pathogen and are the big threat to new uninfected trees.
And you said, imagine you've got a new grove with all the available tools, and you talked about these hot silage are the limiting factor.
Yes, and the statistics from around the state are that silage captured and tested for the presence of the bacterium in them range from 40 to up to 100%. So an increasing percentage of the population of silage are carrying the bacteria. And they're coming from unmanaged areas largely where, because of economics, the grove is no longer being treated for silage. And if you could erase that and only worry about managing the silage that are resident in your grove, it would be a very different picture. So I challenge people to imagine a new grove without the pressure of outside hot silage coming in. That's what we really need to strive for. And it's not a research issue. It's really something that the whole industry needs to embrace.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.